This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd like to make it a point not to make the same mistake twice, let alone once. We did make that adjustment moving into our next opportunities in the game.
Normally we start with an up, but since we come in with Justin Tucker, I'll start with my down. My down is going to be Justin Tucker. Performance yesterday was, I would like to say, un-Justin Tucker-like, but not so much this year. Missing two field goals. If he makes one of those, I think someone said we win that game. And oddly enough, he made the longest field goal attempt of 54 yards.
Yeah,
he made the longest attempt of them all. If he makes one of those other field goals, Ravens win the football game. But he did not. My up, Steelers preparation, man. They came into this game ready for the Ravens, defensively, ready for anything the Ravens did on the offensive side of the football. Great job by the coaching staff in preparation. I hate commending another team in the up and down, but you know, I you got to give it to them. They were ready for that vaunted Baltimore Ravens offense.
It's almost like I want to come away from this game saying that the Ravens showed you that they are, like, three goofy turnovers had to happen in that game for you to lose by 2 points. But at the same extent, it's like this stuff happens to them all the time.
All the time in games like this.
And it goes back to what you said. Sometimes you make your own luck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's luck or if it's just a team that was inspired, punching the ball out. Now, I think the interception's a little bit of luck. The guy doesn't even get his head turned around, gets his arm up. It gets pinned to him, and as he's falling down, he rips it away. And I don't even know that he ripped it away. I think momentum going to the ground is what really took the ball into his chest.
I also wonder about the reps of preparation where they batted three passes down from Lamar. Mm-hmm. To me, that's like, did they see that his trajectory is low? Like, and you know, if you get your arms up and you get hands in his face, you have a good chance to do, because that's unusual to have three of them knocked down like
also
that.
Also, on that 2-point attempt, whatever they were running, Steelers waiting for him.
Yeah.
They didn't chase Lamar, they were waiting for Lamar.
Yeah, it looked like there were 20 people in the field that knew the play. Yeah. The only two that didn't were on the Ravens side.
Jeremy, you're up.
My up, trying to be positive about the game. Defense on third down, it's kind of weird. They lose a game, and the defense deserves a ton of credit. They held them to 25% on completions on third down, or picking up third down conversions. So, look, really good number to have there. It's just a shame that you kept getting off the field and you gave up six field goals.
You're down.
My down goes to the turnovers. Again, it seems like in some of these big games that we have, whether it's Hollywood, Flowers fumbling through the end zone when you're going in the AFC Championship, something like this, the touchdown that should have been in the AFC Championship, instead it's a strip sack. It feels like goofy things keep happening to this team.
If you didn't wear white cleats, you would have won the game.
Yeah,
if you wore white cleats, excuse me.
Like, there's just so many things to look at, but the turnovers yesterday, more so than Tucker missing field goals, I think is what cost them.
Ed, you're up.
My up is Kyle Hamilton.
He's good.
He's good. That was a great defensive performance yesterday. They kept the Steelers out of the end zone. He led the team with 9 solo tackles. You see what he makes a tremendous impact on that defense. He really does. I noticed they moved him back from the line to deep secondary, I guess, to help out with poor pass coverage, but he was still a force last night.
What's your down?
My down of penalties. To me, that's a... Especially the stupid penalties. I'll take a... You know, pass interference, I'll accept. I'll expect a roughing the passer once. But if you're aggressive, I'll take an aggressive penalty. But these penalties of the head.
They had 12.
12. They lead the NFL. They have 92 penalties this year. They lead the NFL far and away in both yardage and number of penalties. It's like, that's a terrible. If you look at the other teams who are in there with them in the top 10, they're like, they all suck. As you talk about, you know, like, you know, the Panthers, the Browns, the Jets. It's like, these are bad teams, though, not good teams. And to lead the NFL, they're 10 penalties ahead of the next team is the Titans, 92 and 82. I mean, it's just not good. It's kind of a lack of discipline on their part.
I would sit here and tell you that if they could just cut back on those somewhat, they could sit here and have arguably the best record in the AFC. Yeah. They've had so many games where they have penalties, and you can't tell me you're kicking yourself in your own ass every single time you get one here, whether it's a...
It's ineligible man downfield. It's pre-snap penalties. It's delay of game. All these stupid penalties like this.
One of those was not an ineligible man downfield, though. Man didn't cross 2 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage.
I hate that penalty. I just think it's stupid. Like, you can throw it literally any time a play breaks down and just say, hey, that guy was downfield.
Right. Yeah.
And again, was he? Like, if it's an advantage... Like, I'm sorry, if you're lining up on the line of scrimmage, and it's a little bit different in the NFL because you can see the lines and where you're supposed to be, but if you're at a hash mark, maybe you are 2 inches off sides or whatever. Is the ref going to call that if you're leaning? You know what I mean? Like, some of this stuff seems a little off, but I feel like they could call that anytime a play breaks down.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Woodlawn and get Benjamin. What's up, Benjamin?
Hey, I'm going to be real quick because my reception in this area is bad. But I'm going to start off with my, shut him down, shut him down. Get some respect on my Steelers name. Yes, I just want to simply say, hey, Mike Tomlin, whispers and Harbaugh's ear, I own you. I'm always going to keep this game close. I'm going to do the necessary, kick the punt and kick. And that's Mike Tomlin's philosophy. We'll kick the situation.
Are you the victim of a home invasion? It's like you're wearing a gag.
You're gonna think that I'm letting go because you're talking nonsense, but I'm not. It's because I can't understand your nonsense.
Yeah.
He was excited.
I'm not opposed to ball gags, but.
Do they have them at the Lions then?
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
They got some neat stuff over there.
Did you go over there this weekend? You dirty dog.
I was North Carolina, but I'm going. I was checking them out online.
You know, there's something to be said, though, about what he was talking about, Mike Tomlin. You know, Steelers, Ravens, kryptonite. Mike Tomlin might be Harbaugh's kryptonite as well. It's just, they just seem more prepared going into these games.
He says Lex Luthor.
They do. They seem more prepared.
I get more and more frustrated at this coaching staff. And I mean,
was the dispute. So you're right.
When you have a highly penalized team, what do they always say? Whether it's fair or unfair,
coaching.
It falls under the coaching staff.
It does.
We're consistently seeing plays that are drawn up that guys don't know where they're going. Week one,
secondary looks confused. Yeah. Offensive plays like that.
Well, week one, the Nelson Aguilar doesn't block on fourth down, and it's like, what are you doing? Hey, Rob, you in the front row.
I got a question.
Yeah,
you played like crap the entire first half. You had some momentum. You go up 7-6. Why do you call timeout? Let the clock run, get in halftime. Why do you call timeout?
They want to. They got this new offense that can get down the field.
And that's when the turnover happens. Just be happy that you play like crap and you can go. You stop the Steelers. Why do you call timeout?
Because you're going to get the ball back.
But just go in the locker room with a 7-6 lead knowing that you shouldn't be up right now. But instead, you call timeout, the turnover, and they get a field goal, and they go in with a 9-7 lead. And Jeremy, I'm not saying it now. I didn't say it afterwards. When he called timeout, I yelled, why is he calling timeout? You are fortunate to be up one right now.
See,
you shouldn't be up one. Get out of the half and revamp.
I'm not arguing with you on that. I kind of like it, though, when a team's going to be aggressive before the half, especially knowing that they get – the other team's getting the ball to the half. Remember, the Ravens lost the toss. So they start off with the ball, and then they ended up with the Derrick Henry fumble, just gifting them a great field position to start the game. So I don't have a problem with them being aggressive there. It's just
I hated it. I hated it.
I understand
when
it.
First call to you, you're lucky to be up 1 point. Maybe that's some momentum. That you stole that momentum from your own team.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.